Penny, good morning. How are you?
I am fabulous. What a nice day. Got a couple sprinkles going on.
Penny at Carl Wayne's Nurseries. 1151 East 9th Street, Highway 5 South, right here in Mountain Home, 425-6966. Got a lot of stuff.
I do, and it's nice and cozy inside, so come on in, because we've got 5,000 square foot of showroom that's got so much stuff in it. We've got wind chimes. I mean, you know there's something else you have not gotten for Christmas yet, and we have got some really cool stuff. We've got some good garden stuff that is so all solar and wintery and fun looking, and there's just too many things to mention, and of course, beautiful poinsettias right now. You mm-hmm. ought to see them. They are fabulous. So just come by and look around, and there's no way you can leave without getting something.
Oh, no, you're exactly right there. You're going to get something.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, don't forget, even though it feels kind of wintery and yuckety right now, we are a year-round nursery. So if you have some chores or something that you need done, just give us a call, and we come out and give free estimates.
All right.
And our phone number is 870-425-6966.
Well, you have a wonderful day, all right?
Thank you guys so much, and you have a fine weekend.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Penny this morning, Carl Wayne's Nursery is located at 1151 East 9th Street, Mountain Home. That's Highway 5 South. Time now for plant trivia. If you're our winner, we'll put your name in for the drawing, and we'll probably do that in January. We'll add some more names.
Okay, that's a good idea.
What have you got?
Okay, this is a really nice one and very straightforward this week. What product did I talk about? I mentioned it last week, and now's a really good time to go down and get some from Penny. I bet she's got it. There's a spray that you can spray on evergreens to plants to protect them from cold winter winds and the weather. And we're in the midst of the season. So what is the name of that product? I used
the
specific name.
Last week?
Yes, I did. Good grief. Can you not remember? It was one of the things that we talked about specifically and quite a bit, actually, in detail.
One, two, three. Good morning. What's the answer?
They hung up.
They hung up because they had called before you asked the question.
Oh, okay. Now they can call back.
Good morning. What's the answer?
The answer is Texacat.
No, I've never heard of that, but that's not what I mentioned last week.
I bet that worked, though.
Thanks. That's not it.
425-5522-888.
It's to protect your evergreens. You spray it on. It's easy to use. Talked about it last week. Quick, go listen to the rerun.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, we are always on. We tape those episodes.
All right, what's the answer?
The answer is wilt proof. We talked about wilt proof last week.
I never heard of that.
WILTPRUF.
Never heard of that.
Well, there you have it. Sorry about that. I think that's a first.
It is 10.
In how many years?
That's a tough question. 1037. And I'm Steamroller this morning, the holly and the ivy.
It's so pretty.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
425-5522-888-884-0364 are the phone numbers. The email address is Vicki@KTLO. Oh, recliners up to 75% off.
Yoo-hoo!
Jocelyn Main Street. I don't even know where that's at.
I have no clue. It's somewhere in internet land, I'm sure. Mannheim Steamroller is just fabulous. I love them. And I would mention this. I'll put a little plug in for the First United Methodist Church Cantata, which is next week, Friday night and Sunday at 11 o'clock at church. And it's interesting because in parts of it, it's in segments, of course, different pieces, and it's just lovely. And one piece, the accompaniment, is so Mannheim Steamroller. Really? It's a really unique piece. It's different this year, and it's lovely. And but it really is. It just reminds you of Mannheim Steamroller, and man, does it move. It steamrolls long, and but it's been fun to work on. And so I think it's at 7 Friday night. I'm not sure. Correct me if I'm wrong. And then the 11 o'clock service on Sunday. So
Christmas Eve service still on Christmas
Eve.
It's
so far it has been for I don't know how many years. And it still is.
That was a dumb question.
That
I
is a really
I
old
said,
joke.
When is your Christmas Eve service?
Oh, it's the 15th.
As soon as I said, oh, you idiot.
No. I'm sure we've all made that mistake now and then. One of the plants that I haven't talked about recently, or if at all, is a camellia. And I'm reminded of the camellias because over at our Paxter County Public Library, if you've not been there and you're new to the area, it's a facility you just really need to go see if for no other reason than it's just absolutely awesome. And, of course, book-wise and video-wise and all these things that you can do and everything. And it has a really nice coffee shop, too, called the Bookworm. But the camellias out front and the landscaping, there are the camellias that are close to the front door, and they should start blooming pretty soon. In fact, I think one of them's already blooming that's right outside the coffee shop. You could sit inside the coffee shop and have a cup of coffee and then look outside through the window is where I'd seen it, and it's already blooming. Camellias are well known. They're for their beautiful flowers. They're just gorgeous. I love the flowers. It's been cultivated for hundreds of years. It's another oldest one. And they were cultivated as Camellia japonica in Europe. And they have, they're believed to be, and as they've traced this, have been planted in the late 16th century. So they go way back. An interesting note about camellias is that they're the state flower of Alabama. So don't hold it against them. They can't help it. I think that's kind of interesting that the state flower of Alabama, I don't know why, it just kind of threw me off. They are slow growers, but when they get going, they are like anything, you know, by the third or fourth year, they really take off, and they can grow up to 25 feet high. And they can also have a 10-foot spread across. So if you plant one, you want to make sure you give it plenty of room. The tallest documented camellia so far was 60 feet tall. That's really kind of out there. I wonder if it ever bloomed because it spent all its energy on growing tall, and that's just giant. It does prefer some shade, especially in the afternoon, partial shade, I should say. It doesn't have to have deep shade, but in the afternoon it can take that, especially since it's a lot of them are grown in the south and it gets so dreadfully hot. I'm sure that's part of it. In late fall and winter, very late fall and winter, they have flowers that are red and pink and white, and to me they almost look not fake, but hardly, you know, they're exquisite. They're so exquisite. Now, if you want to plant one here, there are different varieties, and some of the ones that grow, like the ones in Alabama, do fine, but they don't have the cold snaps that we have. And you want to look for Camellia sassaquan. I'll spell it for you. Sassanqua. And they're the ones that are really considered winter hardy, cold hardy here. They're just beautiful. And so if you want to go see them before you might want to invest in one, up close, make sure you go over to the Baxter County Library. And as you go in to the left of the front door over there in a little small bed backed up against the warmth of the foundation, and I think that's probably why. I doubt they do real well on the west side. I would think on the east side would be better. And somewhat protected near the foundation would be where I'd recommend you plant them. You may have to order them. I don't know. I've not really seen them around here as far as plentiful, but they're a wonderful plant. And this time of year, you know, there's so little that is blooming and doing well that it would just be a really nice addition, I think, to anyone's landscape.
15 before 11.
I am Renata Jenkins-Byler with Roller Funeral Homes. A letter that we received. I am the lead pastor of a church in Arkansas, and I wanted to take a moment to let you know how wonderful your Roller staff is. I have worked with many funeral homes during my years as a pastor, but have never worked with a more caring, detail-oriented, and professional group of people. Thank you for going above and beyond to take care of the family who was grieving, as well as making sure I had everything I needed. Thank you, Pastor Rusty, for those kind words.
Car Wayne's Nursery's landscape crew is working hard. Need some cleanup? Want the house to look great for the holidays? No worries. Call 870-425-6966 today for your free landscape estimate. Car Wayne's Nursery has 37 years of design and install experience, which means you can count on a job well done. When you call 870-425-6966 today for your free landscape estimate, let Car Wayne's Nursery's landscape crew do the heavy lifting. That's 870-425-6966 for your free landscape estimate.
Baxter Regional Medical Center was proud to welcome Dr. John Leslie to its medical staff in August of this year. A board-certified family medicine physician and North Central Arkansas native, Dr. Leslie has spent many years serving families just like yours. He has an excellent reputation for providing friendly, high-quality health care, and they're delighted to have him in the community. To learn more about BRMC's new family practice doctor or to schedule an appointment, call 870-508-7600 today.
The gift-giving season can be stressful, confusing, exhausting. But worry no more with the most spirited gifts available. Midtown Spirits offers a fantastic array of gift baskets. Choose from one of their ready-to-go baskets or select your own items for a made-to-order, spirited basket. Holiday mugs and glasses available. You don't even have to worry about the cold weather with their drive-through window. Holiday gift baskets at Midtown Spirits. The party starts here. Midtown Spirits, across from Hardee's, Mountain Home.
Twin Lakes Baptist Church has rescheduled their annual Christmas program. A Twin Lakes Christmas featuring Oh Happy Day and the Twin Lakes Baptist Choir will now be held Friday evening, December 14th at 7, Saturday, December 15th at 3 p.m., and again Sunday, December 16th during worship service at 10:30. They'll have golf carts available for family and friends who may need assistance at both services, and child care will be provided. Invite your family, friends, and neighbors to come enjoy Twin Lakes Baptist Church's Christmas program, Highway 62 West in Mountain Home.
11 before the hour of 11 o'clock. What time's the Army-Navy game start today?
The Army-Navy game, the pregame starts at 2, but if you're, we don't know if 4:12. Somebody check that for us while we're finishing up. 4:12 is also a CBS affiliate.
Yeah, I think it's 4:12.
And so they have, the walk-on starts at 12:15. Philadelphia time, and which is magnificent if you ever get a chance to see that. And this today will be amazing because the Army walks on the whole entire population, and so does the Navy. The Navy we've seen at Annapolis, but it's just the pregame is just worth the whole thing. Frankly, it's just delightful, and of course all the rules go out on the Army Navy game.
And you say, why are you so involved in the Army Navy game? Well, Vicky's grandson plays for Navy.
In number 55.
Number 55. You watch, you'll see.
And he's a senior. It's his last game, and they have a tight-knit group of seniors that are playing their last game. Had a big picture of them, and they're a wonderful bunch of guys. And most of the – it's interesting to note for those of you who are interested – it's not about plants, but the most of those guys are going to their Marines. There are two of them, Matthew and one of his friends, are going to be going to flight school. But most of those guys are going to be Marines, and they're fine fellas. And I hope they have a great game today. No matter how it turns out, it'll be a great game.
You know how Marines tell time?
No.
Big hands at the 12, little hands at the 4. No.
These guys are smart. They have been through the Naval Academy. I bet they know more than that.
I bet they know about all there is to know.
And we're lucky because we have a freshman Naval Academy attendant too, and his name's Jackson.
That's very unusual, isn't it? Have two grandkids it's in the Navy at the same time.
It's pretty special. Yeah, pretty special.
Who do you know?
Not a soul. One came from Tennessee and one came from Ohio. Are you kidding? Yeah, no, they're just fine fellas. And so anyway, we're pretty proud. And I do have on my Navy shirt if anyone's interested, my Navy gloves, just about everything.
And by the way, Navy's won one game this year.
Yeah, we know. Thank you.
And Army's 9-1 and almost beat Oklahoma.
As I said, all the rules go out the window at the Army-Navy game.
We'll see.
Folks, you got that? It'll be fun anyway, and I'm proud of all those guys.
You've had 445 calls this year.
Woohoo!
Wanting to know about plants.
That's several.
Usually at 500, but we were off a lot this year.
Yeah, I was going to say, we took more time to...
It's a pressure cooker in here. This garden show is loaded with pressure.
I can't even, I don't have a response for that at all. I just think, oh, well, whatever. It's been great and it's been fun. It's been a lot of years. It's been a great retirement job for me, that's for sure. One of the things you need to think about is that the warm spells in the winter, which we are having one next week, can cause the soil to briefly thaw, especially in January. This can be a problem, so it's something for you to watch for. And the bulbs that you planted will wake up and grow, and they'll kind of heave out of the soil. And then when the temperature drops again, because it will in its own way, refreezing the soil can damage those bulbs and their growth, and can also keep them from being unlikely to bloom possibly in the spring, especially if we have a sequence of more than a couple of days. To prevent this problem, one of the things that you might want to do is cover the planting sites with loose mulch. Here's where all those leaves that you're going to rake come in to play. That it would be a great addition, and I usually, it's kind of like giving them a blanket because you're covering them up and keeping them warm. It helps keep the temperatures uniform through the winter, at least to some degree. In spring, then you just pull the mulch back. You can also use straw, which is also a really great insulator, but if you're like me and have 5,000 bazillion leaves, it's always good to use those, and if you can, kind of chop them up with your spade or whatever will help. And then you can just move them off and they'll continue to mulch within your garden, hopefully will work. One of the things that we've talked about, how much time do we have anyway, since you're closing up shop?
We got about 7 minutes, and I need to hit the weather again before we get down to
okay. Well, I'll talk quickly about mistletoe. Number one, I've seen a lot of it this year, been out and about. And if you're driving in the country, look up into the taller trees, especially sycamore trees seem to be a real avid attractor of mistletoe. It's a seasonal parasite, and it truly is a parasitic plant. It has white berries, and it's one of the most sacred plants in European folklore, quite frankly. It's a symbol with both magical powers and medical properties. It was used in all sorts of ways. And it was also gathered at both midsummer and winter solstices for indoor decoration. Here I would caution you for sure, because the white berries are terrifically poisonous. But it's fun to look at it up in the trees. That's where I like to see it. And it's a big, it's a parasite, so it stays. And the roots are in the tree. And I know in years gone past, I've heard about people going out and they literally shoot it out of the trees. Now, I'm not sure what kind of weapon they use to shoot it out.
What, shooting out mistletoe?
Uh-huh.
Shotgun.
Oh, that's swell. Wonder why it doesn't blow it. You have? Doesn't it blow it to smithereens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're going to go, that's the only way you're going to get it.
Huh. Well, you know that you are leaving the roots in the tree. It's not that you're knocking the whole thing down, because it'll come back next year. So if you found a good stash of mistletoe, get some, and you can probably sell it. But don't let children get near it, because it is poisonous. It's amazing. I wanted to just say, before Bob decides to do the weather, and boy, I've never seen so many colors on the weather map. My goodness, it's bound to be doing something outside. But I hope that you're all warm and snuggy. I hope that you have a great holiday season. I think this is our last show for 2018. Is it, Bob?
It is.
And so I want to say I hope you have a grand time. I'd like to leave you with a couple of things that that I found that I want to share. It's, this is a poem that I think is quite appropriate for this time of year. How did it get so late so soon? It's night before it's afternoon. December is here before it's June. My goodness, how the time has flown. How did it get so late so soon? Guess who wrote that? Dr. Seuss. I love it. How did it get so late so soon? This is appropriate for the sign off for today. From December to March, there are for many of us three gardens: the garden outdoors, the garden of pots and bowls in the house, and the garden of the mind's eye. We are on the time and with the time, working in the garden's mind's eye. It's neat because the gardening catalogs are coming in, so dig those out when the days are gray and start thinking and dreaming about your garden for next year. And I will be hopefully visiting with you in January, starting to plant those gardens for next year.
Be here before you know it, won't it?
It will. Take care. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Got a freezing mix over the Twin Lakes area. And we're right at the edge, the northern edge, and it's all moving northeast, but it stretches back into Northwest Arkansas, Fort Smith, down into Oklahoma and Texas, moving to the northeast. We've got a winter weather advisory in effect until 6 Sunday morning. Light snow and sleet likely during the day today. Light freezing rain likely this morning. Snow accumulations of 1 to 2 inches. A high today of 33. Chance of precip is 70%. Tonight, cloudy. A 50% chance of light snow in the evening. Then a slight chance of light snow after midnight. Low of 25. Sunday, mostly sunny. Ice accumulations of less than a tenth of an inch. High of 42. North winds at 5 in the morning, increasing to 5 to 10 in the afternoon. Sunday night. Pretty cloudy, low in the lower 20s. Sunday night. Monday, a sunny and a high of 42. Monday night, clear, low in the lower 20s. Tuesday, sunny, high around 50. Then Tuesday night, pretty cloudy, lows in the lower 30s. And Wednesday, mostly cloudy, slight chance of showers, high around 50. 31 degrees, cloudy skies. A little bit of a freezing mix falling. It's very light. And a wind advisory in effect until 6 a.m. on Sunday.